أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويجعلون لما لا يعلمون نصيبا مما رزقناهم تالله لتسألن عما كنتم تفترون ويجعلون لله البنات سبحانه ولهم ما يشتهون. We continue from ayah number 56 and 57 going forward. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the habits of the disbelievers, and this was part of what they would call their deen, their way of life. Number one, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given sustenance. Allah is the one that sustains. But then they would take this sustenance of Allah Rabbul Izzat and sacrifice it in the names of their idols. This was discussed in the 8th Juz about how they would make one portion of their sustenance for Allah, one portion in the name of their idols. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ نَصِيبًا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. From that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sustained them, they made a portion for that idol that they do not know. They have no knowledge about the idols that they had idolized, that they had worshipped. They do not even know the realities of these idols, yet they sacrificed in the names of these idols from the sustenance that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given. Tallah, qasam of Allah, latus'alunna amma kanu yaftarun. You will be certainly asked about the fabrications that you had initiated. That all of this you say was from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is the command of Allah, and you will be asked about these fabrications. وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ سُبْحَانَهُ. And then the other aspect was that they would say that the malaika, the angels, are the daughters of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat narrates this, Allah relates this, and they had ascribed to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala daughters, Subhana, glory be to Allah. Allah Ta'ala is free from all of this, from daughters, from any offspring whatsoever. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. And for them is what they desire. They desired only sons, so they only wanted sons. They would pray and they would ask for only sons. But when it came to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they ascribed daughters to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and they said that the angels are the daughters of Allah. Their reality was, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And when the glad tidings was given to any one of them of a daughter, that their wife had given birth to a daughter, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا, then their faces will become gloomy, and it will remain gloomy. وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, and they will choke in their grief with regards to the news that their wives have given birth to daughters. In other words, it was something that was detestable to them. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. Then after they get this glad tidings, they would not want to face their own communities, their own societies, their own people. They will hide from their people because of the tidings that they had received, which they perceived was ill, which they perceived was wrong, was evil. And because of that ill perception of theirs, they would not want to come out into community. And then further, there was a dilemma that they would face. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَسُدُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. That would they want to live with this disgrace that they would feel that they are in because of the child. So would they want to keep this child, in other words, keep it alive and face this disgrace for the rest of their lives? أَمْ يَسُدُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Or would they want to bury this child into the sand, into the ground? And that is what the people of Makkah, that is what the Quraysh of Makkah, the disbelievers of Makkah would do, that when a child is born, and if it was a girl, that innocent little girl, they would dig a hole and they would place that child to save themselves from any kind of disgrace in the community. They thought it was a social disgrace. Allah sa'a ma yahkumun. Allah Ta'ala says, listen, evil is what they judged, the two judgments. The one judgment that they had made against Allah, that the angels are the daughters of Allah, for them are sons, and when they had daughters, then they would want to bury them under the ground, and really they did. لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ مَثَلُ السَّوْءِ. Allah Ta'ala says, for those who disbelieve is an evil example. In other words, in every aspect of their lives, they will have the evil. Because of the belief, they will be evil in their actions. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only a supreme example. They cannot base analogies on insan and mankind, that man has children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also have children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the examples that one gives regarding Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most supreme. Wa huwa al-aziz. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is al-aziz. Allah is almighty. Allah is not in need of any children. Man rather is in need of children. Al-hakim. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all wise in whatever rules and regulations that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted and Allah ta'ala has given. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.